Hi, it's Colin Cowherd from ESPN Radio. Are you in the mood for something brand new and exciting for lunch? Try Domino's $5 carryout lunch menu. Just listen to some of the choices you have to pick from. A variety of penne pastas in a dish, oven-baked sandwiches, or two-topping small inspired pizzas for $5 each. Go to Domino's for their new $5 carryout lunch menu today. This offer only available until 2, carryout only. Bread bowl may be extra. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. The $5 carryout lunch menu only at Domino's.
You're looking at a $26 ink cartridge at Office Depot and wondering if another store has it at a better price. When you remember that Office Depot gives rewards, $2 back for each recycled cartridge, plus 10% back on the new one, you buy it at Office Depot, turning a near moment of insanity into a moment of brilliance. Now at Office Depot, get 20% back in rewards when you purchase $50 of HP ink or two of the same HP toners. Expires 1/22. Rewards carry over in a calendar year and are issued when you earn $10. Visit myworklifereward.com for details.
If you follow high school sports, you get the opportunity to be excited about this. If you don't follow high school sports, I'll shut the radio off. No, that's not right. We're going to talk college sports. We're going to talk pro sports. I think we kind of do that every day.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with Doug Duda.
Can you do the show today? I need to go take a nap. I lay stuff out for you and you just bury it. I thought my pile on my side of the desk was an embarrassment. I do things for you on this show all the time. I'm always giving for you.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
Get over here and sit on my lap, sweet baby.
Oh, Tierra Park wasn't her name?
No.
Oh.
No.
Does that change the way you look at things?
Get in contact by emailing the Dent Popper inbox at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com or give us a call on the Bruce Furniture fan line at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. Now let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Jimmer. I'm just going to say that a lot today. Jimmer Burdett. BYU, San Diego State tonight.
Again, he's a like score. He's a score.
Yeah, I'm glad. Thanks.
I got it.
Coming up on the show today, in just a couple of moments, we're going to catch up with UNK football coach Daryl Morris on our Loper Link segment for this Wednesday. We'll also be chatting with Brian Munson. Brian Munson from BigRedReport.com is going to talk a little recruiting. We're a week away from National Letter of Intent signing day, and also we'll be talking Miami Dolphins football. Oh, no. No, we're not really going to do that. But Andy Gerlich, head girls basketball coach at Unbeaten Sutton. Tomorrow night's their huge battle with Sandy Creek, a battle of number ones, a battle of unbeatens, and we'll talk about that and their season to date. They've really only been tested once. A ton of conference tournament action last night. Some of Daddy's favorite scores put out there as well. Rafael Nadal out of the Australian Open, opening it up for Roger Federer. The women, nobody's paying attention to that because there's not an American in it, but the top three seeds are in, and the 9 seed, Li Na, which will never be a puzzle on Wheel of Fortune because it would be impossible to solve, Li Na. But, wow, when's the last time you ever saw the top three get through to the semifinals in anything when it came to tennis? So
I'm going for Clijsters because of I want more interviews with Todd Woodbridge. They're having more fun with that. They continue to have fun with that. If you haven't saw it, go to YouTube and YouTube. It really is a hoot. By the way, tomorrow. Yeah,
that would have been tough not to see. Number one on not top 10 last week.
By the way, tomorrow.
Funny. She's not pregnant.
No, she's not pregnant. Her boobs are bigger, though. just kidding. By the way, tomorrow, with Tiger and Phil getting back to action, two people have been suspended on the golf tour or been kicked out of tournaments, disqualified this year. Patty Harrington was one of them. Strange ruling. Ryan Harrington, senior writer from the golf world, is going to join us just to talk about. I think this is the first tournament. People start paying attention. Yeah, you watch some palm trees in Hawaii and whatever, but when they get to America, you start seeing the Torrey Pines, you start seeing the Phoenix Open, the FDR. I think you start to watch a little bit more golf.
I do. It just, I'm sorry. It's funny. You're my little Mike Golic. Once they leave Hawaii and come to America, you know, once they leave overseas, that other country, and come back home to America, it's all different. It's different.
Let's start to pay a little bit more attention. And you know what? The Patty Harrington, if you haven't heard about him getting disqualified in Dubai, you could not even see it with an analog television. You could not see it on a regular television. A high-definition TV, the ball did move. He was disqualified. That's why he was signed an incorrect scorecard, thus disqualified.
Would you call something in like that or email something in like that?
I just got it. I guess I, you know what, and you laugh at me. I guess I got too much going on to bother with doing that. I cannot imagine who sits there and slows that stuff down to analyze it.
It's like watching film, watching blocking. That's the only thing you should slow down on film. And that takes us to our Wednesday Loper Link, brought to you by Garrett Tire Tread and Appliance, where their tire specialists have over 5 decades of service in the Tri-City area. For more information on Garrett Tires and Appliances, you can log on to GarrettAppliance.com. And by Charterwest National Bank of Kearney, let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, they have the loans. Before you know it, it'll be spring ball, but also the recruiting trail is there. We'll hear a lot from Hastings and UNK, the Huskers, and everybody across the country next week on their signings. And the main reason that we wanted to have Coach on today, the 2011 and 2012 football schedule been released. 2011 is what it is, but it's the first MIAA schedule of 2012, and Coach Darryl Morris joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, Daddy, the Germans were tough in Vietnam, too, man. That's the best. You know.
I'm just looking.
Wait a minute. You're not scowling at Daryl. You scowl at me.
Well, it's just a resort location. It's a different country. It's a different world.
Oh, heck, boys.
It's
great. How are you?
Well, we're getting along. Always got concerns, always got questions. Daryl, you didn't even really have a chance when I spoke with you when this came out to see the schedule. You've had a chance now to look at the schedule. Let's start with this year. There's nothing really new. UNO is off, and Northeastern State of Oklahoma, who in the future you will see, comes in. Outside of that, the schedule's the same. You'll start at Wayne. There'll be some nostalgia in there, I suppose, going through the RMAC for the final time.
Right.
What jumps out at you for 2011?
Well, you know, I am interested to go up against Northeast Oklahoma and just kind of see what kind of a football program they have and how we might stack up to some of the, you know, that'll be a precursor for some MIAA, somebody different than UNO on the schedule, you know. So I think that'll be fun. I think it'll be interesting. I think our guys will get excited about playing somebody they haven't played before, or at least played for quite some time. So, you know, I think it'll be a fun game.
Daryl, when you look, who do you fear next year? Who's at the top of this conference? Is it the same old, or somebody in the RMAC surprise you this year and it's going to continue to impress in the next couple of years?
You know, be honest with you, I still think it's going to be UNK. I think Colorado School of Mines. I think Shadron State. You know, and then Pueblo, you know, Pueblo might be good enough next year to get everybody. So I think that's kind of the hierarchy of the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference again next year.
Daryl Morris, the head football coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. We'll have plenty of time to talk about those on a weekly basis. So I want to jump ahead to 2012 here. There was talk, and I don't think it was ever made official until we saw the schedule, but the MIAA has decided that every football game you play will be a conference game. First, just your thoughts on that.
Well, you know, when we had a site visit from a committee from the MIAA come and visit UNK, that was the impression that we got, that they wanted to also reduce some of their travel costs in the MIAA. UNO has struggled for years, for example, to get some non-conference games, and they were going out to Western Washington and going a long distance or paying people to come in and play them. So I think it's a cost containment move on the MIAA to put together a league that has top-to-bottom quality programs in it, but then also be able to control and predict what their costs might be in travel from one year to the next.
Daryl, do you look ahead towards 2012 and start to look at these teams at all, or is that something that doesn't interest you till the end of next year?
Well, I mean, we do pay attention to them out of the corner of our eye. You know, I mean, we're still focused on, you know, we owe it to the seniors that we have on our football team next fall to try to do everything we can to help them win their third RMAC championship in a row. So, we're going to focus and get ready to play the RMAC schedule, but I would be fibbing to say that we wouldn't look at scores out of the MIAA. For example, last year, Central Missouri getting beat by Illinois State, a Division I school, 55-54, that caught my eye. And then them losing to Northwest Missouri 2 weeks later, that caught my eye. So, you know, yeah, we'll pay attention to scores and kind of see where we might stack up. But we got to get focused on the RMAC for one more year.
Terrell, the question I raised yesterday or Monday, yesterday when we were talking about this a little bit, how can you compare yourself with conferences across the country? Yes, we can say that this has proven to be a tough conference in the playoffs and things that they've done, but they've played teams outside the conference and have dominated those teams. When you don't play anybody outside the conference, they can't be 100% positive. There are some negatives to this.
Well, you know, I think there might be a little bit of national negativity to that, and that'll play itself out, I suppose, as a few seasons go by. I think ultimately it'll come down to how well the MIAA does in postseason play, and whether anybody can win a national championship or get in the national championship game. So you are correct. I mean, the only way you are going to be able to gauge your league against anybody else is how we play in postseason play.
Daryl, then down the road, you don't face UNO.
Not every year, no. We won't face UNO every year. And as I understand it, you know, and the MIAA was very, very insistent that we would not have divisions. I think a lot of people have looked at the Big 12 and have really thought that the North and South was a divisive thing and that it was actually two leagues and you just played one game at the end. And so, you know, even though we have what they're calling pods, 2 8-team pods, we don't have divisions. So we'll end up playing UNO on a couple-year basis or something, but it's going to be play 8 schools every year for the most part, and then 4 from the other side, and then that will rotate every 2 years. We'll play Fort Hays State every year. That's going to be our rival game.
Well, I guess UNO will probably be tired of getting their ass kicked by you guys by then anyway.
Well, we got a little bit of a string going on them right now, so I know that's bugging them.
Well, and Daryl, I'll stay on this for a minute because I thought this was part of the whole deal of going to the MIAA was to get UNO on the schedule in every sport every year. I'll be honest, I think that's a bunch of crap.
Well, you know, and it's you know, you could probably say that, and they might agree with that, but you know how that goes. When you go into a new league, you're not going to go in there, unless you're Texas, you're not going to go in there and start running the show right off the bat. So, you know, we're kind of the redheaded stepchild right now in terms of what we're going to get, and we're kind of following the lead of the MIAA. The commissioner is you know, Bob Bo Richter, and I think, you know, it is what it is. That's going to be that way. They were sensitive, and why UNO was not our rival team, you know, I'm not really sure. Fort Hays was a rival of UNK's and Kearney State Colleges for a long, long time. Maybe it was that history. Maybe it was because UNO has dominated our particular sport in terms of a head-to-head competition and wins and losses. And I don't know exactly why that decision was made, but, you know, it's going to be Fort Hays every year.
Nebraska-Omaha, UNO's designated rival will be Central Missouri, and without being told, I think this is all a geographic, obviously, deal. Fort Hays would have had to travel. I don't know.
I think you're probably on the right page there. I think it again, I still think a lot of it, even in the MIAA, is still going to be cost containment. Our Chancellor, Doug Christensen, is emphatic to get our student-athletes off the bus and back in the classroom more. And again, I think a lot of it probably did revolve around how many miles and how much time student-athletes would spend traveling.
Daryl, with what Nebraska went through this year, are you worried next year about the officiating, and will you address that with the league?
You know, I'm not worried about the officiating, but I have told our football team already, for us to get into postseason play next year, we will have to run the table in the RMAC. And one of the things that, again, we are using against the RMAC in recruiting is the RMAC had one team that got into postseason play. That's been the history of the RMAC in football. The MIAA had 5 teams in postseason play, 3 teams in the playoffs, 2 teams in bowl games. So, you know, we're going to get one team in postseason play next year in the playoffs out of the RMAC, and if we lose a game in the RMAC, it will not be UNK.
Crazy to believe. Last question, I think that as far as this is concerned, since UNO and Fort Hays State have been rivals, how much help or how much are you seeking out to talk to their coaches about the switch to the MIAA, if any?
I've had several conversations, as a matter of fact, with Pat Burns. one of them on the field before our ball game last year. Pat was very open about his thoughts about recruiting and which the direction that he had gone in recruiting leaving the state of Nebraska a little bit and heading to Kansas City and trying to make some inroads in some different locations in nearby to his location. Talked about the talent level in the MIAA compared to what it might be in the RMAC and especially at specific positions. As I learned from Pat and conversations with him, and you know, every team in the MIAA is going to have a couple of vertical threat guys at wide receiver that you're just going to absolutely have to be able to keep track of or run with. So we've had some conversations about that, and he's been pretty helpful about that, as a matter of fact, in visiting with me.
Daryl, Minnesota coaching opportunity has presented itself. Russ Martin is one of the finalists. Any news on that?
I expect those folks will make a decision on who's going to be the next head football coach at Morehead State here probably this week, maybe today, maybe tomorrow. But I think before the week's end, you know, I'll know if I'm in the business of looking for a new offensive coordinator or not. I hope I'm not. But, you know, if Russ decides to go there and is offered that position and that's his decision, we'd wish him all the best. He has done an absolute phenomenal job for us in our football program. And, you know, we'll just have to find us another guy and keep on going.
And along that, Andy, moving on to Sacramento State, have you found a replacement?
The position just closed on the 23rd, so I have been going through the process of looking through the different applications. There is a process that you have to go through, so we're in that. I had a conversation with the athletic director here a little earlier this morning about that. There are a few more budgeting questions that he has about it. And hopefully, I would hope they'd be able to have somebody here in the office coach my defensive line by the very early part of February.
Of course, recruiting day, before we let you out of here, National Everton signing day is next week. I hear that recruiting is going well for you. Give me your thoughts on that.
Well, I think it has gone well, and I will tell you that we have thrown a lot larger net out, and we've cast our net a lot further from Kearney to find kids. I have been telling my coaching staff for a year and a half that this does need to be the first MIAA class that we bring into UNK, and a class of kids that can compete in the classroom but also compete on the football field in an MIAA game. So we're throwing a long, far net, and we are having some success. Coach Avalos was successful at helping us before he went to Sac State, and those kids have hung in there with us, and we've got some commitments out of that state as well as some others. So we've had kids from Utah, we've had kids from California, Florida, you know, and had commitments from those places. So we're looking anywhere and everywhere that we can find a kid that might be able to help us win games in the MIAA.
Daryl, before we let you get out of here, we understand you're involved in a competitive snowman building competition. Is that correct?
Well, there was some artwork that was left on the football field there one day. It was life-size for myself, actually, but, you know, there are some talented youngsters over here at UNK, I'll tell you that.
Oh, wow.
That was difficult to direct attention from that to Centennial West.
Oh, I tell you what, the creativity of the young mind never ceases to amaze me.
You know, now I have to send a coach over to the stadium every day to see what they've made in the snow before we have visitors.
How'd your gig go last night?
It went really, really well. Yeah, I did not get booed off the stage, so might be back for a third year. You never know.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the extended chat on the Doug and Daddy show today. Best of luck, and we'll talk to you after the recruits get signed or give their commits and as we get close to spring ball.
All right, thanks, guys. We'll see you.
Thanks, Daryl. Daryl Morris, head football coach at the University of Nebraska, Kearney. Oh, some of the things you hear.
I think some of the things some recruits and their parents saw.
It's good stuff. Well, discussed a lot there, and Coach Morris, very candid, open, answering everything that we wanted to know here today. I just don't understand how you can have 16 teams in a league, and there's only one team that you're guaranteed, two teams that you're guaranteed to play every year, and if you're in a pod, UNO is not in your pod. I've been hearing how this was one of the reasons we wanted to get UNK into this league is so that you could continue to play UNO and everything, and now that's bunk. It's just absolute bunk. I don't I Yeah, you're right. You can't go in and push yourself around. But you got four new teams. This is part of the original, you know, when Nebraska went in the Big 12, you knew who was going to be in the North and the South. There was some say about that. And I don't think that was anybody in the football coach's office had probably much of a less than a 1% chance to say they wanted to play UNO every year, which I think if you're in this league, you want to play UNO every year, especially right now.
Well, right now you do.
Want to thank Daryl for joining us on our Loper Link today. Again, a lot going on with the Lopers. They are home this week. The wrestling team, hello. Speaking of UNO, they go to number one UNO for a duel Saturday, and they will host fifth-ranked Central Oklahoma tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. And if you are on a little kids wrestling team, high school wrestling team, junior high wrestling team, coaches, you can take your team, your squad, your club. If you're a Matt Cat or whatever it is in your town, you can go to the duel Thursday night for free. Contact the UNK Athletic Office for more information. You and all the kids in your group can go watch this great duel with Central Oklahoma tomorrow night for free at 7 o'clock. Then the basketball teams are home this weekend. Colorado Christian Friday, Colorado Mines Saturday. The Mines men, good. The Christian women, very good. 12-1 in the conference, by the way. 6 for the women, 8 for the men. The track team is at the Concordia Classic this weekend, and swimming and diving, and they are home against UNO Saturday. So if you just want to go boo UNO for no reason, Saturday noon at the pool, and tennis is at Drake on Sunday. Mike Dentlinger, Division II Men's Basketball Player of the Week. When you pour in 30 in a game, you got a chance to do that. So congratulations there. And that is our Loper Link brought to you by Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for the seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons they have the loans. And by Garrett Tire Tread and Appliance, where their tire specialists have over 5 decades of service in the Tri-City area. For more information on Garrett Tires and Appliance, log on to GarrettAppliance.com.
Garrett Tires and Treads.
We'll be back with Brian Munson, a Big Red Report, after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
With a slightly sweet yet tangy flavor, Homeland One Farms dipping and glazing sauce is so thick it even clings to wings and fries. Try it on meat just before you take it off the grill, or pour it on meatballs and cocktail weenies. Maybe use it to glaze a meatloaf. If it gets the Holand kids to the dinner table on time, it'll work for yours too. Ask your grocer where they stock the Homeland One Farms products. Click on the Homeland One Farms link at kkpr.com for the Homeland One story.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving, heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
This Sunday, the NFL's best players meet in Hawaii when the AFC and NFC face off in the Pro Bowl. This is Scott Graham. Join me and the rest of our Westwood One crew in the Subway Fresh broadcast booth for all the excitement from all the big players. Both teams are loaded with talent as Phillip Rivers and Arian Foster lead the AFC, while Michael Vick and star wideout Roddy White headline the NFC squad. If it's the Pro Bowl, it's right here.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see skies turn partly cloudy across the area today with high temperatures around 40 degrees. Winds out of the northwest will also stay at about 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, lows reach 23. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 27.
Can't stomach what you're gonna see.
That's not where the carrot goes on the snowman, okay? Hey, sports fans, we all work hard every day, and that's why you like to kick back and relax with your friends and watch your favorite sporting events. The place to do it, to get everything you need, great service, the coldest beer in town, and all the sports you could want, including their 20 HD screens with their 10-foot projecting screen. That's all at Cunningham's. Enjoyed some of that in a recent after-hour work session.
You know, not only do they have Cunningham's, they've got the loft upstairs, the courtyard when it's nice outside. They've got it all.
Live music this weekend, folks. It's party weekend with the Innocents playing your favorites from the 80s to today. So whether it's a casual get-together with friends or a night out on the town, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft is the place to be. You can check them out on Facebook or downtown 23rd Street this weekend. Live music. Enjoy happy hour specials from 3 to 6, big-ass beer specials for only $2.50, along with Wells for $1.50. Large selection of small crafted microbrews available as well. It's guaranteed the coldest draft beer in Kearney. Stop by and see them at Cunningham's in the Loft after work or any time this weekend. Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Coming up later, Andy Gerlich, the head girls basketball coach at Sutton. Tomorrow, as you said, we're going to talk a little golf. We're going to talk a little hockey as well with Rick Pinkston as they get ready for pond hockey tomorrow, and then off to rival Omaha and back home Saturday for a TV game. He'll join us tomorrow.
And don't forget on Friday, world champion Scott Shanley from the New Orleans Saints joins us as well.
That is right. That is right. That is right. And all the way from close to the Super Bowl, which is going on in 2 weeks. It's time to talk a little recruiting.
He rented his house out. Brian Munson. Brian, did you rent your house out?
I probably could have.
Brian Munson from Big Red Report, keeping his eye on all that's going on in the recruiting world. Brian, good morning. How do you feel about Nebraska's class? Let's jump into it right now. How do you feel about Nebraska's class from what you know 1 week out?
Well, I think we're all a little bit on the edge. You know, you've seen Nebraska over the past 3-4 weeks, and the biggest things that have happened have been decommitments. You've seen decommitments from Tevin Mitchell to Arkansas. You've seen Nicholas Sade to North Carolina State. You've seen Aaron Bouzos to Air Force Academy. And you really haven't seen a lot of pluses yet to kind of hang your hat on to think that the coaches and this class are going to finish strong. I know Nebraska's still got some big fish hanging out there. You know, you got like Todd Pete and Jalen Grimble. You got some other guys out there too. I mean, you have added Amir Abdullah, which was a big get in the last part. You know, the last part of the class. You know, you needed a running back, especially with Braylon Hurd's qualification status still up in the air. But there, you know, guys, there's still a lot of questions there. They've lost out on a lot of guys. I don't know if the linebacker position is going to get filled. They're still in search of looking for a kicker. You know, there's looks like cornerback is going to maybe go unfilled. It's going to be interesting the next week or so.
Brian, as we look ahead, and I'm going to say, if Sean Watson's our offensive coordinator, we got to have a kicker because Lord knows we don't get into the end zone with that crew. Where are they looking for this position?
They're looking for a combo guy. I mean, they are realistically looking for a guy that can come in and can do all three. If not all three, can at least do two. You know, you're looking for a guy like Alex Henry can come in and do the place kicking, PATs, and punting. Or you're looking for a guy that can do a combination of doing punting and kickoffs, or vice versa. You know, you're looking for a guy that can come and at least take two of the three duties, if not all three. All three of them are up for grabs. They'd like to find a combo guy. You know, they had their eyes on Matt Weil from San Diego until he committed to Michigan this past week. They've got their eyes on, set on a guy in Florida right now named Mario Bondi, who's currently committed to Wake Forest, who's considering taking a visit to Nebraska. He received the offer a day before he committed to Wake Forest. He received the offer literally, I think, on his official visit to Wake Forest. So Nebraska is still, I think, scouring, you know, the recruiting, the high schools looking for a guy. And I think they want a guy that can do two of the three duties at least.
Before we move on, one more question on kicker, and then we'll quit freaking out about this, because I know it's important. Until Alex Henry stepped in kind of out of necessity, you had a punter, you had a kicker, and then you get a special kid in Alex Henry. Are they looking for too much? And whoever comes in probably isn't going to be the starter next year. I mean, are we still looking at Brett Maher?
Well, I mean, that's an interesting point. Brett Maher is a kid that I think is going to figure into the picture at least at one part of the kicking game. I'm not sure which. I haven't really kept up enough with to figure out where he's at in his development since he went down to Lincoln. I think the kicking situation and where Nebraska's at when it comes to recruiting a kicker right now, it's unfortunate. Nicholas Say dropping Nebraska out of the blue, bad timing, call it what you want. It's something I don't think Nebraska was planning on having to scramble to do to finish out the class. Then you had, you know, kind of this lull that kind of followed the Holiday Bowl and all of the questions that kind of surrounded Bo Pelini, if he was going to stay or if he was going to go. You know, then all of a sudden they start hitting the high schools hard again. You know, you also had that quiet period that kept the coaches away, but then when they were able to start getting active again, you're talking about 3 weeks and trying to convince some of these guys, you know, like in the 10th and 11th hour, to at least take a visit. A lot of these guys have had offers, been considering other places for weeks or months, and Nebraska all of a sudden wants to just go ahead and dive in at the last second. A lot of these kids are just staying true to the people that have been recruiting them the whole entire time and just telling Nebraska no. And that's not just at the kicking position. That's also a guy like Arrington Jenkins, a linebacker down in Miami. That's also like Frankie Williams, who's a cornerback down in Tampa, Florida. A lot of these guys just said, you know what, I appreciate it. You're a little too late, and we're moving on. I think Nebraska wants to find a combo guy. I don't think that they're impossible to find. I think that just the good ones, the good ones to very good ones, are just far and few between.
Brian, this seems to be a reoccurring theme the last couple years. We just haven't picked up that steam as you head into the recruiting day, and we're doing that again. Is there something these coaches are failing to do?
Well, I would say yes. I think that one of the things that stands out to me the most, it seems like that all of the staff, I mean, if I went around and called all the kids right now that are kind of pending, that you're pending the word of what they're going to do when it comes to signing day, you're going to find, you know, 3 to 4, maybe 5 assistant coaches aren't even mentioned when it comes to actively recruiting any of the kids that are out there right now. You're going to find names like Tim Beck, John Papuchis, Carl Pelini. Bo Pelini obviously has been very, very active in the last couple, 3 weeks of going out there and trying to find guys. But there are some noticeable names of guys that just aren't found anywhere on the recruiting scene, particularly, you know, during the season, after the season, before the season. It doesn't matter. This staff as a whole, I don't think, recruits 100% of the time. Another thing I think that, you know, doesn't get mentioned enough, and I think if you ask any of the kids that I talk to on any given night, you know, if you ask any of the kids, you know, like where they thought Nebraska was at when it came to all-time wins in NCAA history or academic All-Americans, I don't think any of them could tell you where Nebraska rated, you know, if it was third all-time in wins in NCAA history or first academic All-Americans at any given moment had they not visited Nebraska. I think these kids aren't educated enough in the up front when it comes to these situations, and I think that's something that Nebraska needs to be pushed on these kids right away to talk about the tradition of Nebraska. And I see them as just failing to really push that on these kids up front.
Brian Munson of Big Red Reporters joining us, talk a little recruiting news here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Yeah, Devaney, T.O. sold the parents. It seems like now they're not so much being sold as the kids being sold on what his opportunities are. 16, a very low number, but also 16th on the recruiting board or in that ballpark, depending on which service you look at. A few more departures than signings recently. Nebraska trying to find some more. Are they going to, I guess for lack of a better word, are they going to panic and offer people they shouldn't be offering?
Well, you certainly hope not, because it's these classes right here that are critical for setting up the classes that come and also for really benefiting the guys that are already in the situation. You can't take a bunch of reaches and hope that they amount to something and carry them along for 4 to 5 years. I think that there are some guys that they may push offers out to that I think are very worthy of getting offers. I think you start talking about a guy like David Sutton, who's a tight end defensive end at Lincoln Southeast. I think that that's a guy right there that's Division I talent. And I don't think a lot of people would have their arms up in the air if he gets an offer. I also think that Brandon Yost from Omaha, defensive tackle, great motor, not ideal size, got some offers. You know, I think he could come in and kind of be that be kind of a role type player. And I don't think Nebraska really sees that as being, you know, something that they're trying to go out there and get. But I think the blue collar guys really push those guys that were really recruited and ranked a lot higher than what they were in high school. You know, the guys that really had the ability and never had to put in the work, and then they had the guys to go up against them that really outworked everybody else they went in front of. I think that those two guys, when you start talking about in-state guys that could get a late offer down the stretch, I don't think that those guys are reaches, but you certainly hope Nebraska doesn't go out there and start reaching guys just to try to fill up this class. Just go ahead and pack it in, take the next two or three offers that don't get filled up this class, roll them over next year, and get yourself a big class next year.
Percentage-wise, Todd Peete's chances of being a Husker?
You know, I called it, I think, the other day at about 35%. I think Arizona State has the lion's share of the rest of the percentage. I would put Arizona State upwards of 50%. I think Nebraska comes in second. I do like the idea that Bo Pelini is getting in the house later on in the week, you know, right before he plans on making his commitment this weekend. In the end, though, when you see a lot of these races for kids, especially out-of-state kids from Nebraska, and they are being recruited by an in-state team, the one factor that comes into play more often than not down the stretch later in the process is proximity to home. And distance is one of those things that just all of a sudden carries with it a tremendous value. And I think that more often than not, proximity to home and being closer to home wins out later in the game.
That is so strange, because you would have thought that 20 years ago would have been the deal. In this technology age where you can see every game, every time, every place, no matter what, you would have thought we would have gotten away from that. It would have benefited Nebraska a little bit, but I know you're speaking the truth. Brian Munson with us for just a couple of minutes. Since it was asked at every Big Red lunch we went to, Bubba Starling, I'll throw it out there one more time. Even if he signs on the dotted line, I guess for the fans out there, talk about what the process is. Even if he signs next Wednesday, that really doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't, because you've got the draft that comes up. It's very likely that Bubba's going to hear his name called very early in the Major League draft, I think, which is April 15th or something like that. It's in the month of April. Then he has until the month of August, I think it's the middle of August, to go ahead and sign a Major League contract. And he will report, obviously, to Lincoln. Be in Lincoln sometime during the summer. He'll be going through summer classes. He'll be going through workouts, you know, unofficial workouts during the summer. He'll probably even enter into fall camp if he's not signed yet. But it's going to be one of those things that's going to be day in and day out. There'll be a Bubba watch, basically, once fall practices come around to see if Bubba is there the next morning, or otherwise does he get a call from his agent the night before saying, hey, look, we got it. We got $5.5 million a year, and here's your signing bonus or whatever. I don't know, honestly, guys, to put a percentage on that, I'd say it's 50-50. I don't think that there's necessarily a financial need for his family for him to go ahead and jump to the professional level, to go ahead and get them in a situation where, you know, everything is working and is smooth. I think that they're self-sufficient. This comes down right now to a question of what the kid wants to pursue and whether or not he wants to put one thing off right now over the other one, or if the money is just too much just to go ahead and give up because he doesn't know if it's going to be around in 3 years. So I'll be honest with you. I think it's a coin flip, and I think that there'll be a bubble watch, you know, ever since fall camp opens up if he hasn't signed by then.
People out there want to know, Jalen Grimble, will he be a Husker?
I think that one's a tougher one to call. I mean, obviously you've got he's got some relations at USC. He's been a commitment to USC for so long. He backed off of that. He didn't have a very solid season out there at Bishop Gorman, guys. He got a little bit overweight from what I had heard, a little bit out of shape. Didn't take an official visit to Nebraska, although I know he loved Nebraska. Trip to Nebraska with his coach. I think that there's a chance. I know that John Papuchis, whenever you put John Papuchis on somebody, he really makes a solid connection with the kid. I think Nebraska, you'd be able to sell, you know, development of a defensive lineman, especially when you had a guy like Ndamukong Suh last year. But so far, Nebraska hasn't been able to take advantage of that. I don't think Jalen Grimble is going to jump in the class either. I think when you start talking about defensive linemen down the stretch, you start talking about Joe Carter from Chaffee Junior College. You start talking about Akeem Gonzalez, who's a high school defensive end. I think those are the last two guys that really round out the class if Brandon Yost doesn't get an offer out of Omaha.
Well, Brian, before we let you go, and one of the stories up on your website, you don't just look at this year, you look at next year, and he's been on both sides of us, east and now west at Cambridge. Mike Schaaf has been offered by Iowa. What's the latest you're hearing with him?
I think it's really going to be a matter of just where that knee is at and what he does in summer camp. I think he was really upset to hurt that knee and not be able to perform in summer camp last year. Schoff is a big, big person. I mean, he's got the frame of a Division I guy right now. Excellent wrestler. You start talking about him, and I think you give him a chance to go out there and shine a little bit. I think he's going to pick up an offer from Nebraska. I put him as one of the top guys in the state next year. I don't see why he wouldn't get an offer. Nebraska is going to be pushing for guys in the trenches. For anybody that can get in the trenches out of in-state next year is going to be a big boost.
Brian, Charles Jackson, Arkansas is making a run at him. Does he remain a Husker?
That's going to be a difficult one to call, guys. I think Charles likes Marvin Sanders. I think he likes the defense in Nebraska runs. I think Dad is listening to Arkansas, just trying to be loyal to them because Arkansas has been through the entire process. I think he signs with Nebraska on signing day. The next question is, can he get academically qualified?
Brian Munson, anybody out there asking for money?
No, but you know what I will tell you guys is I did put up some great video on Zach Sterup last night that his dad sent up to me, and I tell you what, you want to talk about a true hidden gem in the 2011 class, I think Sterup is the guy. That guy is athletic. He plays a great pad level for a 6'9" guy. I think he really is a steal. He could be the complete package. I think if he put on 40 pounds, he could play left tackle. I think if he put on 50 pounds, he'd be a road grader at right tackle.
Well, I hope he just showed you video of Zach, and usually his mom takes better video than he does, but I hope it's legible. Hey, Brian, we appreciate it. We'll catch up with you again soon, and stay safe, and don't be scalping Super Bowl tickets, all right?
I won't do it, guys. All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me. Brian Munson, Big Red Report, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we broadcast live from the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, where we've got great sales and great deals going on at Midway Chevrolet Buick and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. For more info, anytime, if you want to relax at the home or the office and check it out online, thinkmidway.com right now. You could be driving the new Dodge Ram Quad Cab Bighorn for only $299 a month, or a new Dodge Ram Crew Cab Bighorn for just $329 a month. You can take advantage of 0% financing on the new Dodge Avengers, Chrysler 300s, and Dodge Journeys. And you got to drive the one everybody's been talking about, the 2011 Dodge Durango. See it all and save during the winter's snow fun sale at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Again, Midway, it's a better way, online 24/7 at thinkmidway.com. Tony, there's a lot of room for this recruiting class to be ranked so high and so many available spots left. It's one of the stranger stories in Nebraska recruiting ever, because this didn't used to be watched as much. Tom Osborne didn't care about the stars. And then under Callahan and Pelini, this is definitely the strangest number that we've seen.
Yeah, and I think Bo Pelini's taken some heat, here lately. I think in the last week, I know out there a lot of people have raised concerns. Well, what's he doing at Hastings at a basketball game? Zach Stirrup's coming to Lincoln. There's no wavering there. He's not going to pick up a Wisconsin hat at the last minute. Why is his ass not in Florida or Arizona or Texas? You know what? There's a lot more Zach Stirrup basketball games to go to after next week.
Wow.
And Bo Pelini's been my guy. I had him hired 4 months before Tom Osborne did. You know that. But I know that's what people out there are saying about Bo Pelini. What's he doing in Hastings, Nebraska?
Let's go to the Bruce Furniture fan line at 888-455-ESPN.
We got Ryan from Amherst.
Ryan, what's going on?
Well, I was just at the Amherst girls game last night, and I wanted to know if the Amherst girls are that fast or is Daddy that slow.
Hello.
That's B, Ryan.
Yeah, we'll take a break and be back with more. Thanks, Ryan, after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, Greeny.
Yes, Golding.
I got a letter from the office of the Fantasyville Commissioner in my mailbox this morning.
That's right, I sent that.
Oh, nice letterhead. Anyway, it says that you reserve the right to fine me up to $10,000 if I move forward with my plan this weekend?
That's right. It wasn't my idea, big fella, but the other guys in the league are really concerned.
What are you talking about?
Well, one of the guys heard you saying you're going to eat Johnsonville sausage naked at your party this weekend.
So what's the problem?
Mike, let me just tell you, and I mean this as a friend, we really, really don't want to see you naked eating a sausage.
Oh, Greeny, you're an idiot. I'm not going to be naked. The Johnsonville sausage is going to be naked. As in no buns, no condiments, nothing. That's the beauty of Johnsonville Brats and Italian Sausages. They're so packed with juicy flavor, and they're great all by themselves. You can't say that about burgers and chicken.
Can't tell you how relieved that makes me. Consider that letter officially rescinded.
Noted.
Take your game day party from good to great with juicy Johnsonville sausage, made with only premium cuts of pork since 1945. Johnsonville, sausage is all we do.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see skies turn partly cloudy across the area today with high temperatures around 40 degrees. Winds out of the northwest will also stay at about 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, lows reach 23. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 27. I'll do whatever it takes to turn this around. I know what's at stake. I know that I've let you down. And if you give me a chance.
Back on the Doug and Danny Show, Midway Auto Group broadcast both here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Coming up in just a minute, we're going to be joined by Sutton basketball coach Andy Gerlich. Don't forget that the American Legion Baseball fundraiser is this Sunday at the Kearney Eagles Club. It's a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, third year that they've been doing this. All the proceeds go to all the programs under Kearney American Legion Baseball, from the top to the bottom, from the little kids to the big kids is what I'm meaning by that. Starts at 2 o'clock. It's a $20 buy-in. There are rebuys for the first couple of hours. It's been real fun the last couple of years. Guaranteed cash payback in this tournament. It is Sunday. Registration begins at 1. The cards are in the air at 2 at the Eagles Club in Kearney. There's no football. That's why they love to have it here. Come on out. Have some fun. Help Kearney American Legion Baseball. Sunday, Eagles Club, Kearney, 2 o'clock.
You're going to help Kearney American Legion Baseball, and you're going to help your hunger pains go away with Godfather's Pizza. They got that great buffet waiting for you up there. Crane game's waiting for you.
Hand-eye coordination, that's where I was going here. You need it to hit the ball. You need it to pick out one of the stuffed animals at the crane game. What happened to your hand-eye coordination? I hear that goes over the years and may have something to do with, you know.
Well, I filed protest now with the owners of Godfather's, and hopefully I've not heard back from their attorney, but we're getting to the bottom of that. But they're located in the Archway Plaza right next to Eileen's Cookies. For delivery, dine-in, carry-out, you can call them 308-234-9444. They've got great specials every day, including today, Wise Guy Wednesday, a dollar off a medium or large calzone. Come down and join the family. You're getting ready for the Super Bowl. Siesta Sunday, a large taco pie, only $13.99. Check out all their great specials. Godfather's Pizza, 222 West 42nd Street, Archway Plaza, right next to Eileen's Cookies. They're waiting for you, along with the great crane game and the great lunch buffet.
Godfather's $6.50? Are you kidding me? $6.50 with salad bar. It's unbelievable. It makes people drive from Sutton just to go. And Andy Gerlich, the head girls basketball coach of the Phillies, joins us here on the Doug and Danny Show. Coach, good morning.
Morning. How you guys doing?
Well, you know, just another week. Kind of like for you guys, just another week. Not much going on, it looks like.
Yep, just another day.
In the middle of a lot of road games, Sutton finally gets to come home last week. They beat Heartland, and now the huge game tomorrow night with Sandy Creek. Before we break that down, which is, you know, a rare opportunity, two number one teams, two unbeaten teams that are going to be battling. Coach, this team really on the scoreboard hasn't been tested outside of one game. Do you feel that your team has been tested enough going into this contest tomorrow night?
Yeah, I think that we've played well, you know, going on the road at Ravenna. I mean, they're a top team, and
We were able to go there and execute a little bit, and we were really pleased with our defensive effort there and rebounded the ball all right. So Centura is another team that we've played that I feel could help prepare us for a top-tier team, Lincoln Christian, of course, and so Superior. We've played some pretty decent teams, so I feel like we should be ready to go tomorrow. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, pretty decent teams, but you just handled every team you've played. Like Doug said, how do you handle complacency an issue at all?
No, not really. I mean, we've got we're pretty fortunate here that we've got a strong senior crew. Four of our starters are seniors, and they really, to be honest with you, they don't really let that happen. I mean, I'm just really fortunate right now. We're led by Jamie Van Kirk and the leadership department there, and you know, she's done a good job of keeping our seniors and keeping our team. It starts with those guys. I mean, they've been, you know, Jamie's a four-year starter, and then we've got a couple other three-year starters. Vanessa Van Kirk was out all last year with a shoulder injury, but having her back has been a real key for us defensively, and it also has allowed us to do more things on the offensive end as well. So far, complacency hasn't been an issue, and now that we've hit this part of the season, there shouldn't be anything now because – you know, we go, obviously, Sandy Creek tomorrow and then right into the conference tournament and then on to the end of the year.
And a good chance to see him twice here in a week. And Andy Gerlich joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, head coach of the Sutton Phillies. Coach, when you're both styles are to trap, to press, to steal the ball, you get easy layups. I would expect in this ball game you will see maybe a little bit more half court. Maybe the post play comes into play a little bit more. Talk about your post play.
Well, our post play needs to be a little bit more consistent. I mean, we've had some nice, we have some nice post players with Claire Bergen and Jessica Osterhaus. The concern that I have right now is that our first post player off of the bench, Stephanie Osterhaus, Jess's younger sister, tore her ACL in the Ravenna game. So, you know, if we get in the foul trouble or, you know, something along those lines there, we'll be in trouble. But you know, even if we play well, I mean, Sandy Creek's got tremendous post players, and so that's definitely an area there an area of concern. I do agree with you, though. I mean, we focus an awful lot on our half court defense because I just believe that if you're going to beat some of the top tier teams, you're going to have to be able to defend in the half court because a lot of your better teams are going to have good guard play, and a lot of time good guard play can negate some of that full court pressure that teams like to do. So I think tomorrow will be kind of whichever team can control the tempo a little bit better might have an edge there. I mean, if we can keep this game in the 40s and 50s or right around in there, you know, maybe that's to our benefit. But if the game's in the 70s or 80s or whatever, like they've been scoring, then we might be in a little bit of trouble. But we've won some games tight, you know, like when we've played some of our tougher opponents. I mean, like Centura might have been like it was a 40-25 game, you know, against Ravenna. It was in the 40s and the 20s and so forth. But if we can get into if we can control that tempo a little bit, that might be a benefit to us because they do have a deeper bench than we do.
Coach, you mentioned Jess signs or commits to go play volleyball at Hastings College. A lot of these girls have been successful in just about every sport, and this is one of those deals where we've seen it coming. It's not like Sutton was ever way down, but, boy, kind of back to where they were before you got there. And did you expect this team to be that good?
Well, I mean, like I said, when we have all of our kids healthy and now these guys are seniors, yeah, we thought that we'd have a chance to be pretty good. You know, we'll find out, though. I mean, because we're, you know, I listen to you guys quite a bit, and I heard Coach Neimeyer on a week or so, 2 weeks ago, whatever, and, you know, he's right. I mean, you know, the tough part of our season is the home stretch is upon us here, so we'll find out if, you know, how good we are or aren't, and, you know, we'll take it from there. One thing with our team, though, I think is that we play pretty good defensively, and with Jamie Van Kirk, we have pretty good guard play. So you combine those two things, it'll at least give you a chance in most games.
Andy, I think you go back to the New Year's, you know, almost to 12-4 or whatever the national or the Big 12 title game was. Nebraska fans knew when Texas was coming, October 16th. That was the date. When you're in Sutton, how long ago did you know when 127, when who you played was?
Oh, it's always in the back of our minds. I mean, you know, we as a coaching staff, we always try to, and I'm not, this isn't just coach speak. I mean, we really do go one game at a time, but you know, I understand what, you know, it's in the back of the mind, kids, you know, in the back of the minds of the kids and so forth. And but yeah, I mean, it's a pretty neat deal. I mean, it, you know, being fortunate enough to have been an assistant coach at Bellevue West for a few years, I was a part of the East-West stuff. Being a Creighton Prep graduate, I've been a part of some rivalries. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that Sutton Sandy Creek, on, you know, the girls and the boys end, I mean, it's right there at the top. I mean, you know, both teams, you know, both girls teams, like you guys said, are coming in undefeated. You know, whenever we've played Sandy Creek, there's always been a lot on the line. I mean, even before I started coaching here, you know, they had the district final games a lot. And then for us, it's maybe, you know, jockeying for some wild card points, or it might be a conference title, whatever it is. It's always something that's a meaningful game for the kids, because, you know, they're pretty good friends off the court, actually. But once that ball goes in the air, I mean, that, you know, they're going to get after it, both sides. So I'm looking forward to it. It'll be a fun game.
Coach, real quick, last question for you here. How important, I guess maybe I'm not even sure that I know how to phrase this correctly, because the teams now are in different classes, that seems to be a good thing. Both teams can go and have a great chance at bringing home a state championship, but you still are in the same conference, and I mean, there's a 98% chance you're going to play each other again next week. So how big is this game looking to that game, and then looking to postseason to see how good you really are?
Well, to be honest with you, I just, you know, I want to see how we compete against a top-level team. I mean, I mean, 98% sure a chance. I'm not sure about that, because Superior girls, I mean, they're pretty good, and then Milford, and then, you know, there's a lot of good teams in our conference. But to answer your question, I mean, I just think that it'll be a good, you know, gauge for both teams, Sutton and Sandy Creek, to see kind of where they're at, you know, as far as, you know, exploiting certain things. Maybe, you know, we'll see maybe if we can control the tempo, how Sandy Creek responds to that. Maybe we'll be able to see how we respond if a couple of our post players get in foul trouble, or if they get us to play at a tempo that we're not comfortable with, and then give each other things to work on. And, you know, I really believe that our girls, and I know I do, I kind of hope that Sandy Creek does well. I mean, you know, just because we're in the same county and in the same conference, I kind of root for our conference teams when we're not playing them, obviously. So hopefully both teams can get something out of this and then have success later on in the season.
Hey, Andy, Doug just turned the mics down while you were answering that last question and said, yeah, he's probably right, 94.5% chance.
Oh, come on.
Coach, great season so far. Tomorrow night's game on the Breeze, 94.5, part of the doubleheader, and we're looking forward to listening and watching a great basketball game. Thanks for the time.
Anytime. You guys do a great job. Thanks for all you do.
Thanks, Andy. Andy Gerlich, the head girls basketball coach of the unbeaten Sutton Phillies, unbeaten number one in C2, Sandy Creek unbeaten number one in C1. All comes together tomorrow night. 6:15, the girls, the boys at 8 o'clock, and that game can be heard on the Breeze 94.5 FM. One big thing, Sutton does host. We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Before we do, though, Tony, this Sunday, we talked about it yesterday, the Vietnam Wall. The
Traveling Memorial Wall benefit supper is going on. Like you said, Kearney American Legion, tickets are $25 per person. What a great, great cause this is. It starts at 5 o'clock, social hour, prime rib supper at 6, live action to follow. All proceeds go toward the Vietnam Traveling Memorial Wall, which will be in Kearney July 1st through the 5th. It's really an honor to have this deal, especially during that 4th of July time. What a great opportunity to go down and support this great event. American Legion is where it's at this Sunday night, January 30th, $25, 5 o'clock. That's what you need to know. Kearney American Legion.
Back with more after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. You've heard me talking about GoToMyPC, the easiest, most intuitive remote access product available. If you have a Mac, you haven't been able to try GoToMyPC. Until now. GoToMyPC is now available for Mac users. It lets you remotely access your computer from any other computer. GoToMyPC for Mac was built for Mac users from the ground up. Now you can access your Mac from any other Mac or PC. All you do is go to mypc.com and your desktop instantly appears. With Go to My PC brought to you by Citrix, you can retrieve a file on your Office PC from your Mac at home. Use any Mac application from a PC. I want you to go to My PC free today. An exclusive 45-day free trial just for my listeners. Only available if you use the promo code Colin. Visit gotomypc.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember, Use the promo code Colin. Use the promo code Colin.
The Second Amendment, one of the most threatened rights in our Constitution. At Old Market Firearms, we recognize the importance of the Second Amendment as essential to the Nebraska way of life. No matter what the season, Old Market Firearms is your source for all your sports shooting needs. In this uncertain political climate, their expert repair, service, and supply of handguns, shotguns, and rifles are a welcome reassurance. Old Market Firearms, 713 West 1st Street in Hastings. Old Market Firearms, right on target.
From my cold, dead hands.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Nugget Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's Wednesday, right? Big Burger Night! Kearney, Grand Island at the Chicken Coop in Grand Island and Kearney. Their Big Burger Night is every Wednesday night, and for only $5, order any burger off the menu. They don't just whip it up and give you some little mini burger. No, it's what you get every day at the Coop, but it's only $5 on Wednesday nights from 5 to 10. You can try the cheeseburger, the mushroom burger, the bacon burger, the legendary Totally Jack burger. It's at the Chicken Coop. If you don't want the burger, try the menu. Try the lunch specials. They're there 7 days a week where you get great food and drink specials. All the HD TVs to watch your sporting events. There's not a bad seat in the house. And, Tony, how can you pay for it all?
Well, you play Keno, pick the right numbers. It's all free.
There you go. It is Big Burger Night tonight. Enjoy it while you're watching all the great college basketball that's out there. Nebraska women will be at Iowa State. You can hear that on the breeze. Hastings College basketball is at Midland Lutheran tonight. UNK baseball picked to win the Plains Division and to finish third overall in the RMAC preseason coaches poll. Jordan Mitchell Hill, Luke Valerius have been named preseason all-conference. In softball, the Loafers picked to finish fifth in the East, ninth overall. Jesse Thomas, all-conference, should have thrown that in the Loafer link. Didn't do that. Sorry about it. We want to thank Brian Munson for joining us on the program today.
We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 and 1550.